I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Sarah Dowdy.
And I'm Dablina Charcoal-Bordy.
And Dablina, the Olympics are almost upon us, and we're going to be celebrating here at the podcast, too, with a few fun new sporting episodes.
Yes, and apparently we're due because we don't have too many sporting episodes.
No.
We did kind of a review of our catalog and didn't
Slim
find
pickings.
Too much. Yeah, so we were disappointed in that, and we're going to try to rectify the situation a little bit by having some cool sports episodes to get everyone excited about the events. And we've already got one lined up on the wild 1900 Paris Olympics, which featured everything from tug-of-war competitions to swimming races in the sun. So that's something to look forward to.
That'll be a fun one for sure. But since that Paris episode does cover a lot on the founding of the modern Olympics, we thought it might help to revisit a topic from the Stuff You Missed in History Class archives, an episode on the first Olympics, which took place back in 776 BC in ancient Greece. The first Olympics, not the episode. We haven't been recording for that long.
Right. That was back in 2008, and former host Candace and Josh talked about the unsporting ancient tradition of throwing married women spectators off the top of a mountain for a daring peek at the event. So not a very pleasant experience if you were a married woman. And the games themselves were just as violent. There were wrestling and boxing events that were very popular. There were used boxing gloves that were essentially just bands that were wrapped around the fighter's fist.
They really just did more damage. They'd bloody your opponent up more than protect your hands and protect your opponent's face.
And there was also this sort of wrestling-boxing hybrid, which, according to Greek mythology, was invented by the hero Theseus to fight the Minotaur.
There were also equestrian events like chariot races and, things that seem a little more traditional today, too, including foot races of different lengths, the long jump, the discus throw, the pentathlon, and then victors, too. They didn't just get the gold medal, the silver medal, or the bronze. They could get all sorts of trophies, ranging from cauldrons to olive oil to free meals for life. That one sounds pretty good. Repeat champions who won more than 3 events would even get statues placed in the Temple of Zeus at Olympia in their honor. So that was really the ultimate goal, lifelong honor and respect. So the lineup for the modern games has, of course, changed pretty drastically, as has the admissions policies, as we'll hear hear more about soon on Candace and Josh's podcast. But one ancient tradition that was clearly embraced by Pierre Baron de Coubertin, founder of the modern games, is goodwill.
The ancient games were meant to show off the strength of athletic citizens, but also to bring Greeks together for a peaceful event. In fact, to guarantee safety of the delegations traveling through sometimes hostile territory, an Olympic truce was necessary. And Josh talks a little bit more about this coming up in a second. The city-state of Elis, which came up with the idea in the 9th century, would send out heralds before the games began, and they would declare that truce was in effect and that all participants should have safe passage.
And I think that's interesting to compare that idea of the ancient truce for the athletes to Coubertin's idea that, quote, in order to respect one another, it is first necessary to know one another through sport. And I think that's still an idea that holds true today, at least in the most idealistic sense of the Olympics. Sure, it's entertaining, but it should bring us together and let us all enjoy watching people compete at the highest level. So,
well said.
On that note, let's take a listen to the old podcast. Get out your popcorn, Davlina.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs, and if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business, and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear, upfront pricing. And no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Thank you. Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season remind us to embrace change and fearlessly look toward the future. Like Andrew Jarecki, award-winning filmmaker and creator of Movie Phone.
The studios didn't really control the theaters didn't control the studios. And I thought, well, there's a window in here where I could make things easier for the consumer and also make something that would be very useful for the industry.
Or Kellen Kenny, Chief Marketing and Growth Officer at AT&T, who installed fiber in customers' houses rather than leading from afar.
It is so crucial that you spend time with the customers. That is the best lesson.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by staff writer Joshua M. Clark. How's it going, Josh?
It's going well, Candace. How are you?
Fabulous, as always.
So, Candace, I know you and your fiancé, Stu, love to run marathons, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you watch the Olympics? Are you excited about the Olympics coming
up? I'm really pumped, yes.
Well, okay, I have a question for you today about some of the early Olympics, the first Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
The first recorded Olympics was what?
776 BC.
That's right, okay. But there's evidence that it goes back, you know, 250 years before that.
Yeah, to like Greek god times when
right.
Zeus battled it out and became king of the gods because he won an
yeah.
Olympic event.
And most of the evidence we have is just legend, and we've had to discern, you know, what happened originally from just looking at pottery, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. But, and a couple of poems written by people like Pliny the Elder.
Right, okay. But ultimately, we know that all of these legends, all these descriptions, all go back to the Olympics being started as a tribute to Zeus, the god of gods on Mount Olympus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, so with the Olympics originally, it was a one-day event, and it was actually just a single event, the stadium race?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, which is them running 600 feet, and it was one day. I can't imagine that took very long to hold that event, but ultimately, it caught on in such popularity that all these generally warring city-states that neighbored one another would take on an Olympic truce during the Olympics, and all fighting would stop, all feuds would be off, so that these Olympic athletes could come into Olympus, where they held the Olympics, right, logically enough, and compete for that one day. So they took it pretty seriously, right? Now, I've read your article pretty thoroughly, and I loved it, on how the first Olympics worked. But I noticed that it was very male-centric. There wasn't too much talk about women. And I had heard that women actually were very much discouraged from, you know, even watching the Olympics, so that they could be killed for doing so. Is that fact or is that fiction? Can you clear that up?
That's actually a fact. Young virgins could watch the Olympic event, but married women absolutely were forbidden. Mm. And the punishment for sneaking in and watching the games was actually death. Women were hurled off the pinnacle of Mount Taipan, which stands about 490 feet high. And there's actually a pretty famous legend about Kalipatera, who trained her son to compete in the Olympics. And she herself came from a long line of Olympic victors. And she snuck in. She was determined to watch her son compete. And when he won, she was so excited that she ran forward to congratulate him, and her clothes were ripped off of her in the process.
Wow.
And obviously it was revealed that she was a woman. But because, again, she had such Olympic roots, they decided to pardon her. And there's actually no archaeological evidence that anyone was thrown off the mountain. I guess they were looking for bones at the base of Taipan, and they couldn't find them.
Right.
But women pretty much stayed away. They learned their lesson.
Oh, I would, too. A 500-foot drop would do it for me.
It's, yeah, pretty high. And also, toward the 8th century, a lot of the athletes started competing naked, and maybe this was for momentum or you know, less traction when they were running, but also it could have been an effort to discern whether the competitors were men or women competing in disguise. So,
plus, I imagine it just felt good.
Yeah, you know, get the breeze in there.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fun one to revisit and get us pumped up for the upcoming games.
And the upcoming podcast.
Yeah.
The Olympics.
Exactly. And if you want to learn a little bit more about the first Olympics, the very first Olympics, Candace has an excellent article on our website. It's called How the First Olympics Worked, appropriately enough. And you can look that up by visiting our homepage.
www.howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.